It appeared to me, as soon as it was decided to form an association, well, this original pre-organization group that met here in first in Baltimore, you know, that Dewey was the man because of his reputation. And I persuaded Dewey to accept agree to accept the chairmanship. As I persuaded him, it was not at all that he was hostile to the idea of such an association or unwilling to assist it. But he said he had so many irons in the fire that he couldn't take the time to, which he feared would be required, for the presidency of such an association. But I persuaded him when he was down here at the 50th anniversary of the founding of Johns Hopkins, which he received an honorary degree from Johns Hopkins, had a long talk with him, and made clear to him that he was the man who had to do it. He was the one man in the country who knew his reputation at the time, and so he finally agreed that he would accept when the organization meeting was held in New York City. But it took about 2 years correspondence before the organization meeting in New York, to get enough acceptances of membership from the original group of members to start it publicly at that New York meeting. I had to write letters to the several hundred persons whom it had been decided to include in the original membership group. I remember one of them that I received from a very good scholar at Harvard. He said he didn't see the need of such an organization, he had been a member of the faculty at Harvard for a good many years, and I'd never had any trouble that kind there. And I replied to him that I was glad to hear from him that his academic careers had been so fortunate, but that I feared that his experience was limited to the world east of the Berkshires. And it was a curious fact, perhaps not very significant, that most of our cases in the early years broke out in the far west.
Yeah. But these were people who did not personally stand in great need of the AAUP.
No.
Yet, I suppose one could say they were inspired by what? A sense of civic responsibility.
Yes, and by the recognition that there was force in the contention that we needed a professional organization. The lawyers have a professional organization, and the American Medical Association and so forth, and Nutatis Nutandis, allowing for the difference in circumstances, the whole teaching profession needed a professional organization.